No longer can we sit back and say, I'm a white American, I'm a black American. We have to be Americans right now and stand up to the tyranny that we see that the Democratic Party is doing in our community. You're talking about our schools. You're talking about pedophiles, drug cartels, drugs here. You got immigrants killing people and shooting people and intimidating. This is not the American way of life.
Be there for your people. Put it right there. Yeah. This is a podcast going on. You know what I'm saying?
John here doing my favorite thing on a Sunday afternoon. You're listening to the American Freedom and God podcast, presented by JPF and Associates and the JohnPFox.com training portal and classroom, where we share commentary, wisdom, and counsel. This is a weekly podcast show. Thank you for tuning in. They're trying to change all the people, and I mean worldwide. Oh boy, invasion, destroyed economy, lawfare, wars, democratic states crashing, prices way up, auto industry under attack, Doritos hardcore, save the children, Peter Navarro targeted. Today, guys, we got Steve Bannon, a soundbite into the Steve Bannon Show. He's in Chicago talking to a pastor there on black voting. Soundbite number two in today's show prep. X22, emotions cloud judgment. X22 report with Dave. Always at the American Freedom and God podcast, we do these episodes. We include a hope message. That is where we can take a Bible scholar who devotes their life to the Word of God. They study in that Word, and then they talk about it on the stage. It's like an evangelistic thing, and it's also like a private thing. They study and become scholars, and then they tell how they feel about it. They give it a little title, just like I do with the American Freedom and God podcast. So today, Stephen Furtick, soundbite there, and his title is, I Feel Like I'm Going Crazy. We'll play a little clip from a song that I wrote, Insane. Maybe just give you a little clip, and then we'll let Stephen talk. Also, our health segment today, guys, with Dr. Eric Berg. You know what? I mentioned Doritos Hardcore. There's something there to talk about, but I also decided for the health segment. By the way, what kind of chips are healthy? Should we even be eating chips? All that today, guys, and we definitely are ready to get to it. One more time, they are trying to change all the people. I don't mean just in the United States. The objective here is to put onto the show and put out there what we have learned. It's not just in the U.S., it's all around the world. There is a thing going on right now, and it is continuing. It started basically when the United States president changed hands from Trump to Biden back in 2020. It started then, and it's just been underway ever since. The world is trying to change its people and make it all a one world. I think they call it a new world order, Debbie.
New world order, yeah. One world government.
Oh, by the way, this is episode 124. How you doing today? You all set?
Awesome. You?
Great. I'm doing great. So I was talking about, this is not just in the U.S. They're trying to change the people, all of the people worldwide. And the people that are in the U.S. are starting to see it as much as anywhere else, like in Europe, all across Europe, all across, there's the U.K., there's Germany, all of them. They're starting to see this happening. France. And then there's South America. It's happening there. If you guys are paying attention, you'll notice that right-wing presidents are starting to win their battles for office around the world. It's beginning to happen everywhere, thank God. It's about to happen in the U.S. as well. If we don't, then these new world order types are going to get their way. And if you don't like what's going on at the prices right now and why everything costs so much, you can't even buy a burrito for under $20 anymore down at the taco store. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. And if you don't like what's happening, then you can always just speak up. Start looking at media. You know. And by the way, it's in the Supreme Court 2 days ago of whether or not the First Amendment even matters anymore, the Free Speech Amendment. And so why are we talking about that in the Supreme Court? This is not looking good, guys. When something like free speech has to go before Supreme Court justices, there's an issue. There's a big issue with that. I'm not happy about it. But I wanted to point out a few things in the monologue here. There is an invasion that's happening all around the world, and particularly in the U.S. So when a president says, I will give you money, and I will give you phones, and I will give you clothing, I will give you shelter, I will give you everything that you can imagine to make you happy, all you have to do is legally come here. As a matter of fact, I'll even fly you in on airplanes. Just go to this town and that town somewhere in South America or somewhere over in Africa, and we will fly you, or Haiti, or whatever's going on. See, Haiti, I think they're not flying them, but they're getting in boats. So, Matt Gaetz is stepping up. He wants the United States Navy to turn them and repatriate these, repatriate them to send them back home, not Guantanamo Bay. So all these things are happening. The rush to get to the U.S. because somebody in the current administration is offering all this hospitality for illegals. But here's the kicker. Well, they want to do that. While they want to do that for the illegals, they want to take it away from the heritage, from the original Americans.
The American citizens.
Guys, they want to change all the people. They don't want you to be an original American anymore. They want one party rule. From now on, I think is what the goal is.
You got to ask yourself, why are they doing it?
To get one party rule, I think, from now on, the goal is to just have the Democrat Party only. No other party can compete with them.
So they want to stay in power?
Well, they were funding it with the taxpayers' money to give it to the other people and get the other people to love them because they're doing it. And in this way, no one can ever challenge them come elections times. That's what I'm
It's thinking. Almost like a criminal organization syndicate. That is fighting to stay in power, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's very criminal. One of the other things we've noticed with the latest administration that took over the White House in 2020, things have started changing from, logical stuff to illogical stuff when it comes to law. So they can just be as lawless as they want. And so you think, well, no, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional. Well, who's going to stop me?
Right.
Yeah, are you going to go get the leader of France or Germany to come over here and make me stop? What are you going to do? You know, they were saying all this time there is no king, that Donald Trump is not a king. The United States doesn't have a king. But what are they acting like?
King.
A king. They're lawless. And we're going to go into that a little deeper, guys. But so if you notice that the lawlessness is in the form of lawfare. So Peter Navarro has like an alter personality to the president. He's an advisor. He was the top advisor. He was a Harvard graduate, a genius in economics, looking after the United States where it comes to trade and international trade and making sure that things are fair for the United States. He's probably the best there ever was in the White House at that particular job. And he got subpoenaed by the January 6th committee run by 6-7 Democrats assigned by Nancy Pelosi, who was a Democrat. They subpoenaed Peter Navarro and did the same thing as Steve Bannon. Now, Steve Bannon had a different judge who allowed Steve to remain free until as he appeals, because this judge realizes it's going to get overturned, because he realizes that the closest advisors to the president have immunity, and you really can't be questioning them because of the separations of powers. And if it was legal to do that, we wouldn't really have an office of the presidency. It would be eroded by that. There's no way it can exist if you're going to do that, if you're going to question these guys and make them tell all. that's going on in the White House.
Just tell your enemies right up front.
Peter, being a genius, a graduate from Harvard, and he was also a professor himself for like 20 years, but being the genius that he knows these things. He knows the law very well. So he says, no, I'm not going to break my oath and come to Congress and let Nancy Pelosi's Democrats question me and have me reveal things. I gave an oath not to do that. Mm-hmm. And that part of the oath, let's put it that way. So they said, well, his particular judge, when he asked for to remain free and not have to do prison for this misdemeanor, mm-hmm. by the way, it's a misdemeanor, guys. It's not a felony. It's a misdemeanor. They want to put him in prison over a misdemeanor. Now, you talk about in the X-22 report today, he kind of gets a little loud and he's getting a little emotional. You talk about that. When I think about what they're doing to Peter Navarro, the same things are starting to go on inside of me, you know, and I'm going to try to just relax.
Well, especially when they're letting criminals out. Real criminals.
Yeah, that's another thing. If you look closely at what's going on and you start to see what's happening, it's beyond whether or not you can do a tweet on X where you're trolling a Republican who tweeted something about Peter shouldn't have to be going to prison. And you tweet, well, you know, due to crime, you do the time. This is beyond all that little petty arguing back and forth. There is something much, much larger happening. It's called lawfare. It's lawfare. It's where that if you dare question their lawlessness, then you are going to be told to go to court for something. Right. You are going to be giving up all your money to pay for attorneys. It's called lawfare.
It's a political strategy is what it is.
It's also a political strategy. This is not something we've been seeing. But as far as the immunity and as presidential advisor, this goes all the way back to George Washington. This has never been requested of anybody in the White House before, except say like they had to do this and that during Watergate. And even then, the advisors of Nixon were not questioned or sent to prison for not showing up to a subpoena. So they subpoena Peter Navarro. He has, he's complying, of course, and he asked to stay out until it appeals like Steve Bannon. And this particular judge said no. This particular judge, Democrat, they're all Democrats. The jury, they're all Democrats. Nancy Pelosi was a Democrat. The January 6th committee were all Democrats, which, by the way, is unequal to any kind of committee.
Isn't most of Washington, D.C. all Democrat, actually?
I believe almost all of D.C. and the appellate courts, they're all Democrat.
I mean, the majority,
Steve got off he got lucky. The judge let him stay out during his appeal. This judge isn't doing it for Peter. Yeah. And so Peter Navarro is going, he's very, very much going to have to put up with this. It will get overturned. I believe we'll somehow reel back in the law. But right now we're living lawlessness. And unfortunately, the great man, Peter Navarro, go read his book. You can just go to substack.org, Peter Navarro, and you can get, he's got guest subbers there now. So you can just get the information at his Substack. Go read his book. He's got his latest book. And you will understand the enormity of what's going on in that man's brain. And you'll also understand how honorable he is. He is the antithesis of what's happening in the White House right now. Stephen Navarro's honorable. The White House is very much dishonorable and lawless. So wars. We didn't have wars when Trump was in office. We got all these wars now. The people are fighting each other. And it's always in the same places when these wars start, when the Democratic regime takes over the White House and these wars all break out, it's always these same places too. And they somehow, sorry about that, they somehow have their thumb on what's going on the scale where it comes to who's going to fight who and when. And it's usually the catalysts are always the same actors, bad actors, the catalysts, Iran, the Houthis, Qatar, wherever the monies are coming from, the Ukraine, wherever the monies are being sent to. It's always the same places when these wars happen. Democratic states are crashing. States that are run by Democratic governors are failing. People are wanting out of there. And you know what, too? I think even the EV thing, you're trying to make this drive to get everybody off of gas-powered engines and put them on electrical vehicles. That's starting to crash. That's falling apart. Using solar energy, it's okay. I'm somebody who appreciates the value of a solar panel and what it's able to do. It's limited though. If you turn your entire country into a solar grid, it's going to be limited. That means you're only going to get about 5 hours of what it is you've been using for 24 hours.
It's just another con.
It's probably just another con, but if we can look at it, if we can give them, at least some say-so, on this.
I mean, if you ever looked into Tesla, I mean, they know free energy. They know how to do so many things, but they will not let that come out because they can't make money off you.
Right. But, too, when you talk to the superb experts in this field, or at least listen to them talk like I do, you can fact-check anything that you hear, guys. You don't have to believe any of it without fact checking, but they're saying that this is not sustainable, that it's not physically sustainable. The earth and everything that we have here, the natural resources that we get energy from, you can't just turn the switch from one to the other and expect that to last very long. It's not going to work.
Where does electricity come from?
Fossil fuels.
Exactly. And coal plants. And nuclear plants.
One of the experts earlier was saying, and I'm listening to these shows that bring on sensible people that are professors in what they do. And he's saying that this is just the fossil fuels and the coal plants are going to have even more demand when you start switching everything to electric than it's ever had before. You're going to make it even worse as far as the problems that's going on in the planet's atmosphere or whatever they're complaining about, global warming, the ozone layers, all those things. It makes it even worse if you switch to electric and renewables.
So, I think they just want to control the people and keep them in these cities where they can't even travel far.
Right. I believe that has a lot to do with it. So right now, I'm going to go ahead and take a brief look at just a couple of headlines, as I continue with this monologue today, guys, in the American Freedom of God podcast. So Texas immigration law blocked again hours after the Supreme Court permits arrests. So the Supreme Court, and I believe that's the United States Supreme Court, not the Texas Supreme Court, but you may have to look into this story to make sure. But the Supreme Court permits Texas to defend itself and to arrest illegals. That ruling goes down, and then hours later, an appellate court tries to say, no, you can't do that, or did say, no, you can't do that, and changes it. So an appellate court is overriding the Supreme Court. Can anybody say lawlessness here?
Really?
So it's emotions clouding judgment. Instead of us going by what's written on that constitutional document, they are instead going by emotions. No, we hate Trump. We're doing it this way. I don't care what the Constitution says. It's kind of like that, guys. It sounds very snippy the way I'm putting it, but that is exactly what's happening in this country right now. A very snippy thing. If you're not a Trump hater, you're in the journalist business or something like that, and you want to get booked and paid, to do your journalism somewhere, you won't get booked. They will book only Trump haters. So you've got to see this. You've got to understand this. The whole idea of this show is to make light of that. They are trying to change all of the people worldwide into different people. They don't want you, the American heritage, the original Americans who, made the music, the country music, you developed into the arts and crafts, your statues, your books, your history books, your children's books, your technology, everything you're about as an American. They want to change it all and get rid of it all, and including the Constitution. That way, this can just be run as a, socialist or communist country by a regime that believes only in that kind of thing. And so even though it started out, we got elected this United States, we're the new president of the United States, Joe Biden, woohoo. Even though it started out like that, what's really happening is we're taking over this place.
Yeah.
And we're going to change this place. And we're going to do it in a way where we act like we care about your Aunt Betty and her apple pies and all your down home stuff you do at your barbecues and your gatherings at the state fair and all the wonderful things. They pretend like they're trying to preserve all that, while at the same time they're trying to destroy all that and change the people.
Mm-hmm.
They want to rip one out and put in these others.
Well, you got to figure, if you're thinking like, what are they, these one world people or whatever? Mm-hmm. If they want to do that, and America's the greatest country, I mean, that's a fact.
That's
we are the wealthiest, we're the strongest. they have to take down America to fulfill this little dream of theirs. So we have to be aware of that.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. I mean, I had to start studying politics in general, and then I had to start studying personalities, and I had to start studying leaders. Right. I had to start studying judges and DAs and AGs and IGs, and I had to start studying these people to try and understand why are they getting so lawless.
Exactly.
I mean, so you hate a guy. Does that mean you don't even care about the Constitution anymore?
It doesn't make sense. Wait a minute. Does it?
Something's
right.
Not right here.
Exactly.
So I started realizing what you're saying, Debbie, is that there's a greater purpose from a greater group somewhere.
Yeah.
That's somebody. Causing all this.
Yeah.
So the non-government organizations, let's just say it like that instead of the lazy way, NGOs. The non-government organizations are being paid by your tax dollars, by the government, the current government, to do all these things about changing these people.
So and why would they do that? Just think about it for a second. A non-governmental organization. So that means
they get paid.
It doesn't have a figurehead. It's like
doesn't care.
It's like if you want to have a company that does all this bad stuff, but you don't want your name in it, you're just a stockholder under a fake name. So you're like invisible.
Yeah,
I think like the real people are invisible under these organizations.
I think they are too. And another thing with these invisible people is they're doing invisible things they don't want you to ever find out about.
Yeah.
So, you know, the more they can crash down righteousness and law, they make it lawless and more wicked or evil without it looking that way, the more they can get away with what they do in their second life that they live, which is hidden or behind the scenes. And one of the things I can do to hit on that, you guys remember the big campaigns coming from the same people, worry about the climate, worry about CO2s and whatever. That they were for a while there, and I don't think it was back in the '80s or something. This is when all this was starting, isn't it? Like a long term thing.
The climate thing,
just I'd say everything. I mean, all of it's long.
The '90s.
Yes. Well, started. They were saying save the whales back then. Big thing going on back then. Save the whales. Well, I got something to say to that right now. Today in 2024, forget the whales. God has created more than whales. Save the children.
Yeah.
There are children being just, I can't even describe what's being done to them.
Well.
And all I know is that if that's true, everything I've been learning in the last 5 years, if there's any truth to it, we need to save the children. That's more important than anything else.
Well.
It just is, you know.
That whole border with those kids, that's a whole other thing.
I want to look at something. Debbie, maybe you can help me with this. Doritos came out with a new brand, Hardcore. So today, in today's health segment, guys, we're not going to just talk about how bad the turn that the country has taken the entire show. We're going to go to a health message, then we're going to go to a health segment. Those two brief sound bites are going to be included. But before we get there, I just wanted to point something out. We're going to talk about chips in the health segment. Doritos has come out with a new chip called Hardcore. So why I'm looking at all these different Hardcore Doritos candies and chips and bags here under images. And I just wanted to ask you a question. Is there anything wrong with this new product? And should we just be cheering it on or what?
Once you know, you know.
There's a symbol on the bag.
Right.
And that symbol has been seen years ago, right?
Look at the chip. I mean, the cops have the symbols. They know what these symbols mean.
The cops have it? What cops?
Of course.
what cops? I mean, Biden's cops?
The old cops.
So the original people who were not lawless know about
that
these
things. That were trying to protect the innocent.
Yeah, so, well, what's happening is it's starting to be like, okay, let's just get away with this. Let's just put our symbols right there on our bag. Also, here's one. It's kind of like the rainbow one.
Yeah.
Rainbow. And I was looking at an ad on Getter not too long ago that was kind of, it just bothers me. It was something about the military and they're just in a bad way right now. And West Point, it shows a picture of two sergeants, a sergeant yelling at soldiers at West Point, and it's saying West Point is taking an awful turn. And then in the background, it shows the rainbow flag going across the top of the wall in this building that they're all in. So now the military at West Point is learning about the rainbow flag.
Well, you know what?
Something having to include it.
You know what's actually going on? We have the lowest military recruitment ever. less people are joining the military ever.
Would you say that's just part of their success?
Well, you figure if we're the most powerful everything. Country, we were the biggest mm-hmm. military country in the world, and you want world domination or you want the Chinese to take over us or whatever your big plan is, you have to weaken our military. Yeah. I mean, that's obvious. So you start injecting all this stuff. It has nothing to do with our military. You think the Russians are doing stuff like this? I mean, they're bathing themselves in ice water to be tougher.
It makes you wonder, you know, I've just felt so safe growing up in the United States, you know, but to learn that the Russian government, and I know that people think of Putin as very, very bad man. Of course, they think of Trump like that. So,
well,
I mean,
yeah, true.
Putin has probably done a lot to get to earn that. But if the Russian people are being protected by Putin, it makes you wonder what's going on with the American people. Are we being protected at all? From stuff like this?
We're just naive.
Looking at this Doritos bag, though, and seeing this, is this a pedophilia symbol?
Yeah, I think it's called boy lover.
Now, well, how did they get away with it, then,
as a
product?
You would think that would be a red flag, okay, that they wouldn't put that on their chip. But if you look at more and more things, if you do any research in this, your mouth's going to drop, and you're going to say, oh, my gosh, these people are sick.
They're supporting what's happening to these kids.
I mean, Trump always say that? These people are sick. He didn't say, he would always say, he wouldn't say they're corrupt
or they're
criminals. He would always
just
say,
beat around.
These people are sick.
Now, they're doing this, and that is the reason that I brought up the Doritos bag and the pedophile symbol that, well, we know it to be that because of the shape of it. And what we have is we have a history of seeing it. And also what we have is the Epstein Island episodes. We have other things that leaked that kind of point to this. We have the pizza thing. So we know that that's what that symbol is, although they can claim it's something else. And I just want to say, guys, they're doing it to the children. Forget save the whales. Save the children.
Yeah.
Whatever we do as a people, save the children.
And you know, you know what even made this more epidemic? The internet.
The internet.
Mm-hmm. Because the more sickness people see, the more they crave sicker and sicker and sicker.
And the more lawlessness they see that they can get away with,
exactly.
The more they want to be on that side of things.
Here's a sobering fact.
Yes.
America is the number one country for this type of
what's going
pornography.
On? Oh my
we
God.
We eat it up at a higher rate than any
so
other
So the
country.
Rest of the world is doing its best to stop this kind of thing, except here in America.
Well, we're the number one consumer.
And I was born and raised here. You would have thought your country would have been the greatest. You just would have thought. I got to move on, though, guys. We're going to go into the first soundbite today. The Chicago area has... they're going to be faced with an election coming soon. And we have a pastor there that's talking about this. He's talking about black people and the black vote. Steve Bannon has this interview on his show. And I'm hoping, of course, over at the War Room, they don't mind if I borrow a little bit of this interview to bring it to you guys. In case you haven't heard it already, then I can just bring you a clip here. And we can throw in what we think about this as well. Let's go ahead and start that right now.
And return to repatriate, not to let folks go to Gitmo, not to let them go to Key West, but to repatriate them back to Port-au-Prince right now to get the Coast Guard out of the way, who are acting as escort vessels. Ben Burquam, you're in Chicago. These heart-rending videos you've been playing of the citizens of the United States in Chicago that are being abused by the Biden regime and the administrative state to bear the brunt of this illegal alien invasion. What say you, sir?
Yeah, Steve, I'll let them say it themselves. I'm going to start with Pastor Laurie.
First, give an honor to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for making it possible to be here. This is a travesty of justice. Federal laws have been broken. We have illegal immigrants in our country. We have veterans and we have homeless people here in Chicago that are still sleeping under the viaducts. They don't have food to eat, and yet they're giving millions of dollars to illegal aliens who are here, who are not a part of this country, who have never spent one penny. And to the American people and patriots across this country, it's time for us to be one America. No longer can we sit back and say, I'm a white American, I'm a black American. We have to be Americans right now and stand up to the tyranny that we see that the Democratic Party is doing in our community. You're talking about our schools. You're talking about pedophiles, drug cartels, drugs here. You got immigrants killing people and shooting people and intimidating. This is not the American way of life. And I just think the American people need to stand up right now, push back, and say no more to the Democrats. Say no more to those who are stealing money and taking money, especially the black politicians and the black community across this country who will not stand up for the black community. Because if the black politicians stood up and answered the call and asked questions why and said no, that we will not have illegals here. If the black politicians said no, we're not going to have homosexuals and transgenders in our schools. It's up to the black politicians to stop this, but they haven't. So I'm telling black people across this country, we can no longer vote for the Democratic Party. We can no longer sit back and let them allow them to destroy our community. We must make that change. And I'm suggesting that black people across the country watching this, that we stand up and put Donald Trump back into office. Because when he was in office, we didn't see all of this. There was no inflation. There was no wars. There was no illegal immigrants in our country. Trump did what he needed to do to secure the borders. And now that the Democrats are in office, our whole country has gone to hell in a handbasket. And if the American people and patriots across this country, especially Christians, those who say they love God and Christ, if we don't stand together and become the body of Christ to stop the evil that we see, then we're going to lose this country pretty much, Ben.
Guys, that is just one person somewhere in the United States saying those words. We all need to be saying those words. You can call them Democrats. We can continue to call them Democrats. But we need to bring back law. So not all the Democrats are equal. There is a class of people that they really don't care about politics or the political landscape anymore. They're lawless. They're doing everything that pastor just said. They're doing that. And they're doing it more and more. Prices are way up. Auto industry is under attack. We were energy independent. Now we're trying to get oil from our adversaries. You're not even making it here at home where we have the most in the world right here at home. It's all been shut down. If you can't understand, and the border opened wide open. And just to make it look better, instead of these caravans, you know, hundreds of thousands coming over the border on an endless stream, they decided we'll just fly them here. And we'll use taxpayer money and put them in airplanes and bring them here and bring them to these Democratic cities where, you know, it's a sanctuary city and they're allowed to get treatment at a sanctuary city. They're allowed to get money. They're allowed to get housing. You're allowed to be treated. And when it comes right down to it, they're going to try to figure out a way to get more electoral votes out of these people by increasing districts within these Democratic states and cities. The man is saying Democrats based on those things. He's saying we've got to start saying no to these Democrats because they're not a democracy. They're destroying the democracy.
It's their plan.
So why not use, in order to hide it all, we'll just pretend we're a democracy as we destroy it.
Right.
We'll call ourselves Democrats.
I've been watching this guy on the internet, and he goes out, and he's in New York City. He goes in front of, like, the Roosevelt, where it's thousands of immigrants. He'll go to Central Park, always during broad daylight. Right. And he interviews illegals. I don't know what
they're... He just takes the microphone
and he just talks to
them. Ask some questions.
So yesterday I saw a guy, and he says, how long you been here? He's like, 3 months. He says, do you live for free? Yes. Is your food for free? Yes. Everything was for free. Okay. They're living for free. And he says, if you can vote, are you going to vote? He goes, absolutely, I'm going to vote. He goes, well, who are you going to vote for? He goes, well, Joe Biden, of course. He's a man with a big heart. So you figure if Black America is waking up, Latino America, White America is saying, we can't have this anymore. That theory of having to replace the voter, they have to bring all those immigrants in, okay, to replace the voter.
Yourself look like one of them. I mean, right now I could pull up what she's talking about on this podcast. I could pull up the videos and the pictures. You know, you can find them on Rumble. You can find them on YouTube. You can find them in other people's websites. There's clips galore of what Debbie, of what you just described. You know, so there's a lot of truth to it. It's a fact that they're being treated to live here free, and they want to change the people. They want to change all of the people of the United States. All we can do is continue. When you face, you know, your everyday life, you need to do the right thing. Keep doing the right thing. Keep praying. Just keep praying to God, because you know what he can do? With the touch of his finger, he can change all this back. He can knock down the evil that is gaining, you know, and this tidal wave of lawlessness. He can put his hand there and knock it over. So, and I believe that's what's going to happen. I know that ultimately the people of this country are going to be fed up with what being taken out from under them and handed to illegals. They're going to get fed up with it eventually. It's just, it's not quite there yet, that we're on the precipices. Yes. it's in the beginning stages. First of all, you got to learn the vocabulary, John, before you can do a podcast. but that's what I'm trying to say. It is in the early stages of changing this country forever. So what we got to do is, I believe they're going to stand up, and the Patriots are going to take a stand, and they're just going to, whatever's being done to them, they're going to vote them out. Whatever's being done against them, they're going to vote them out. It starts at the local, starts with the local boards, school boards, mayorships, cities and townships. It starts there, and it works its way all the way up. One of the things I wanted to bring up, before we go to our next soundbite, is the Tyson's food. Now, I have a little bit more of that in the soundbite. Tyson's is a conglomerate, okay? So they own like 150 other food companies.
Like chicken, right?
Yeah, chicken, hot dogs, you name ballpark.
Farms, right?
Exactly. They own them all. So they're like the BlackRock of food.
Right, Jimmy Dean sausage, name it.
So guys, all I'm asking you is to keep in mind, when you, if you buy Tyson stuff, you're paying them to continue to do what they're doing to their American workers. They're removing them. They're removing every one of them. They're firing them.
What are they doing?
They're putting illegals in their place. They're taking in these people that just came to the country, and they're telling them ahead of time, look, we will hire you. Just show up over here, and we will even pay for your lawyer so that they can somehow fudge, you know, the law and spin things to get you to make it okay that you're here. And we're going to not only put you to work at Tyson's Foods, we're going to pay for your lawyers to make sure you can do this without being deported. And we're going to get you solidified in here.
You know, I just saw that they fired 1,200 Tyson American workers.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What are you saying? That they're replacing them with illegals? So these corporations are for all this invasion?
These Americans that were working for Tyson's in their factories are now being sent home. When they get home, they no longer have that job. They no longer have that mortgage paying job that they had with Tyson. And who's going to get it? The illegals that just came over the border, thanks to Joe Biden and whatever it is that runs him.
You know what, John?
Because I know he doesn't think for himself.
So. I'm not buying Tyson anymore. I'm protesting with my dollar. I'm done.
Do you think?
I am going to look up every company that they bought out, and I'm not buying any of them.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I never did buy Tyson's. I didn't like it. I tried it one time. I didn't like the frozen chicken.
Who knows what else that they... See, here's what happens. These companies, you know, they start out with chicken, right? They got this big company. Then they start buying 40, 50 other companies, and you don't even know everything they own. It's like BlackRock.
I thought that there was this thing in place where we didn't allow monopolies in the United States.
Well, technically, there's still not one. You know, they're under that lawfare thing, you know?
But this conglomerate is really sticking it to the American people. So they hate you guys. They hate you Americans.
So what can we do?
Keep being an American. Keep doing what you do.
Don't buy their products.
Don't buy Tyson products. You know, and I was hearing this and believe it very strongly. If everybody in the country would take Wednesday and Thursday and not buy one item, don't get out your check. Don't get out your card. Don't take cash out of your billfold and hand it to anybody for anything for 2 full days. Everywhere in the country, if every person would do that, these companies would realize they're power is gone.
What day is you want? What day?
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, I'm down. I'm not spending any money on Wednesday and Thursday.
Basically, guys, you as the American people have more power than you know, and they know this too. So that's why they're accelerating in their lawlessness. They're accelerating in destroying the economy. They're accelerating in everything that they're doing that bothers you. Now, you might be wondering all this time. So this podcast, I've been saying they. Who's they? That pastor you just listened to in Chicago already told you who they are. He said, we've got to start saying no to these Democrats.
Right.
Because they, even the ones in Congress, they have no idea what's going to happen to the American people. They just care about whether or not they get this or get that in their own bottom line out of everything they're doing.
You
it's,
know,
it's just, it's beyond.
You figure they have spent all their time trying to, why they're in there trying to get money for the next election.
Yeah,
they're not even know what's really going on if they're always trying to raise money.
I mean, I expect them to be governing when they go to the Capitol Hill and they get into the House of Representatives or they get into the Senate. I expect them to be governing, not just sitting there worrying about whether or not they get another term or whether or not somebody's donation is going to stop or whether or not their lobbyist is going to stop paying. Whatever it is they're worrying about, it's anything but governing this country.
Right.
Now, there are a few, and I've got to give hats off, and I've got to also say that there's always an exception. Because there are some senators and there are some representatives in the House that are very much still patriots of this country, and they are fighting for us. So, guys, you got to give them that. And if you're not paying attention to this stuff, remember the episode where I said everybody should learn politics. It's your duty now to understand and learn politics. You know what you're going to find out along the way? You're going to find out which politician was doing great for the country and which politician was actually helping destroy it. You'll understand the difference between Schumer and Rand Paul. Just things like that. You have to study politics in order to understand it. I'm going to go ahead to the next soundbite. You were going to say something, Debbie? You wanted to throw that in there?
Let's just move on. My emotions are cutting me.
Your emotions are clouding your judgment a little bit there.
These people are making me crazy.
All right, so here we are, guys. We are talking about this subject. I'm about to shift over to the Hope Message with Stephen Furtick. But before I do, I want to play a soundbite from Dave here from the X22 Report. And Dave is talking about some of the same stuff that this entire show has been about today so far. And based on our title, let's just listen.
Indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now doing what they do best. And you need to remember something and remove your emotions. They cloud judgment. Because remember, what is this all about? What are we doing here? What is Trump doing? He is exposing the system to the people of this country. You might be awake. You might be pissed off. You might say enough is enough. But think about the rest of the country. They need to reach the precipice. The country needs to reach the precipice because this is about exposing and making the people understand that the country is run by a criminal syndicate. If it's run by a criminal syndicate, they don't follow the freaking rule of law. So if they don't follow the rule of law, why is everyone expecting she's going to get disqualified? Hunter Biden's going to go to jail. Oh, we're going to get Joe Biden. He's going to be impeached. Really? Think about it for a second. The country is run by a criminal syndicate. The FBI is corrupt. The DOJ is corrupt. DHS is corrupt. Prosecutors, judges across the country are corrupt. How in the world do you think something's going to happen? It's not this part of the plan is to do what? To wake everyone up. Do you see the two-tier justice system? Do you see how they don't follow the rule of law? Do you see how they attack a political opponent? Do you see this? If you don't, I will give you more because I'm going to show you who these people really are. That's what this is about. It's about bringing the people to the precipice so they finally wake out of their sleep. They wake up and they finally see it all. That's what this is about. So if you're expecting some type of miracle to happen at this point, it's not going to happen. Joe Biden isn't going to prison yet. Hunter Biden's not going to prison yet. Willis is not going to be taken off the case. The cases aren't just going to disappear. It's not going to happen. Because think about it. What are they trying to do? They're trying to stop Trump. And they're going to continue to do this because it's a criminal syndicate going after Trump. Actually, they're really coming after us. He's just in the way. So if you understand this and you understand we're in war, this is an information war. The war's not over. Actually, the war has just begun. Because now the deep state's going to really dig in. The deep state is not going to budge. They're going to attack and attack and attack and attack. And yes, it's going to get worse. This is how you bring the people to the precipice. Does Trump and the Patriots know this? Yes, they're leading them down this path. They want the people to see this. They want the people to see the open borders. They want the people to see the two-tier justice system. They want the people to see, look, they're going to bring us to war. They're going to destroy the economy. They're going to destroy the country. That's the whole point. Because how in the world are the people of this country, just walk around a little bit, how are they going to take it back? If they don't get it, you might be getting it, but think about the rest of the people. They're not getting it yet. And yes, sometimes you really got to show them the darkness. You really need to show them exactly what's happening. And that's what people are going to experience. A lot of people have woken up. A lot of people already know this. You probably know this already. And yes, it's getting you pissed off. Other people are just waking up. They're starting to figure like, you know, I've been watching this on the fake news, and I feel like they're not following the rule of law. I heard the case with Fani Willis, and I heard what was going on there, and how in the world isn't she disqualified?
Exactly. Emotions cloud judgment was the one of the part of the title there with Dave here on the X22 Report. Now, Dave usually talks very calm, almost monotone. I mean, I've listened to quite a few of his episodes over, you know, 6-8 months, a year. And what I've learned is he's usually pretty calm. He brings a positive message. That was the first time I ever seen him get a little irate and raise his voice.
Yeah, there's only so much you can take some days. Right?
There's so much truth to what he's saying, guys. And I think what it is so he's... It's kind of like if you get up every morning and eat your Wheaties, you know, you get all caught up in your Wheaties, you know, you only got a few more spoons left. Every morning, you know exactly what to expect with your Wheaties. He's so caught up in this. It's like he's eating his Wheaties, and this time he's just had too much. And this time he ranted. That was like a, I don't even know if the Wheaties example is accurate. He just went off into a rant doing his daily thing that he does. And so he sees it even under his skin as you might just now be beginning to see it. Because I look at everyday life. I see somebody coming, oncoming in public, and they smile as they walk by. They have their kid and they holding hands. And I look over at another area and I see a guy. He's buying a cup of coffee. And he's saying, thank you very much. And he's walking away. And I look over here and I see another lady who's on her way into an office building. She's wearing a skirt. She's got she's got a job in there. I see everyday life. But if I just listen to Dave, what Dave just said, and compare that to what I'm seeing, I won't get it. I wouldn't get it. I said, what do you mean? President of the United States is lawless. What do you mean they're corrupt? What do you mean they're criminals? How can you even say that?
Do a little research, and you'll start to get it.
Exactly. And until you see it, it's like Dave was saying, how would you expect to take it back? Right. What we have to do is we have to vote honorable people into leadership.
Food prices.
They will restore legalities. Right. They will restore law. They will restore the Constitution. You see it with Ron DeSantis down in Florida. Already, so many things have come up with... the lawlessness, say, over at Disney, which was homesteaded their property. They didn't pay any taxes on it. They were exempt.
Right. Forever.
Ron decided he's going to change all that.
That's right.
And in turn, the other things they were doing, he made illegal some of it because it was unlawful for children to be exposed to that. So Ron is coming as a governor and he's saying no to all these things, restoring law. He's restoring the Constitution. You know, right now, Florida is probably the freest place you could be right now where you're not going to worry about what these Democrats are doing near as much as, say, if you were in Chicago or if you're over there in D.C. You wouldn't, you know, New York.
Or New York City. Or
California.
Oh, my gosh. San Francisco.
We have to understand, guys, that when you look around and you see the everyday life out there, you think all is calm and well, then maybe take a look at a video of what's going on in one of these other towns for a while and ask yourself, okay, what am I watching and why? Mm-hmm. That I see these people fighting. I see people homeless. I see the lady is going around San Francisco with her camera, and she's doing a journal, and she's pointing out all the poop all over the streets.
Right.
That was cleaned up when President Xi came.
Right.
But now it's back because their boss has gone back to China.
And these are America's greatest cities.
And these are America's greatest cities.
I mean, is that one of the most beautiful cities in the world, San Francisco? Honestly.
And with all this happening, guys, it is one thing we have to do, remember, is when I was just gave you the example of what I see when I go out there and I see all the people smiling back at me and stuff. I gave you that example. One thing we have to remember is continue to ask God to restore all of it. Restore this wonderful country. Restore our greatness. I'm going to play a little clip here from Stephen Furtick. He's a scholar, the Bible scholar Stephen Furtick. He's young. He can say it best when it comes to these things. Of course, I could always open the Bible and read from it for you. But we'll let Stephen do it. And today's message from Stephen is, well, I feel like I'm going crazy. I also wanted to play a little clip that is relevant to that real quick. I'm going crazy, I'm a simple friend. I might be going crazy, but never will go insane. Okay, so I made a demo recording for the album years ago, and that was, you just heard part of it, and that was kind of relevant to his title today. I feel like I'm going crazy, but let's listen in to Steve and let's see what he's talking about.
I had to show you what it looks like to really trust God. David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish. Achish is not a name. Achish is a title. It's like Pharaoh or something like that for the Philistine rulers. He was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath. Watch what he did. He sought the Lord. So he pretended to be insane in their presence. Repeat after me. David went crazy. I will bless the Lord at all times if this is David blessing the Lord. Watch King David. Back up on the screen, y'all. He pretended to be insane in their presence, and while he was in their hands, he acted like a madman, making marks on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. I thought about acting this out. I prayed about it. The Lord said, let them use their imagination occasionally. But you get the picture? He's running from Saul, and he's seeking the Lord with saliva running down his beard, scratching the door, trying to get out of a situation that he really doesn't have an answer for yet. I felt compelled to show you that picture for several reasons. One, you feel like you're going crazy right now. Not everybody, but some of you. So when we sing, I sought the Lord and he heard, you are not yet sure about he heard yet. And to be honest, you're really not sure if you're seeking him. Because sometimes you don't feel like you're seeking him. Because not everybody that listens to me preach has a 3-hour prayer time every morning. Not everybody who listens to me preach quotes the Bible in Hebrew acrostics. Not everybody that listens to me preach goes home and listens to Elevation Worship as they walk around the kitchen blessing the Lord at all times. Even this morning, I was pretty tired. So on my way to church, I listened to Metallica. Sorry. I needed something to wake me up, just one song, and then I switched to worship. But I needed James Hetfield to get me started. I'm sorry.
And it's not like we needed Insane by John P. Fox to get us started with this message. But it's what we do sometimes.
Ooh, yeah.
I know where Stephen Furtick is coming from. He needed a little James Hetfield from Metallica just screaming at the top of his lungs to one of those heavy metal rock songs.
And that guitar ripping.
And that guitar just a ripping. Because I'm going to talk to the Lord. And before I get there, I need to get charged up. But you know, Metallica and the other arts that are existing around you, it's also part of God's creation. So acknowledge it and let's embrace the things that are good. When we look at law and lawfare, let's embrace what is good. I noticed that a good, calm attorney will prevail. The ones that lose their cool are the ones that lose the case. Mm-hmm. So let's look at the good. Let's keep praying to God and let's prevail. Let's pray for the attorneys that are standing up for righteousness and the law, the rule of law. All I'd like to see, guys, is that when the United States does well and they follow the law, the people are happy, we flourish, and other countries do well. They won't need to flock here if we're helping them right there in their own homeland. The whole idea to bring them here and destroy this nation is counterproductive, where if we would have just made the nation great like we were trying to do during the Trump years, then we can always reach out and help these other countries, which, you know, he did say, shithole, you know, but it's one of those things where, you know, you're letting your emotions out a little bit. Emotions cloud judgment. He had a little bit of a bad judgment right there, but he did make a fine point. So, you know, if you're a magic marker maker, do you want to make big old blunt blobby points or do you want to make a fine point where an artist can really draw detail? Oh, that one's a little way out there, but.
Well, John, sometimes it does get a little messy to wake the people up.
So, and sometimes we do have to get a little out there. So we were talking about hardcore Doritos earlier and I just decided that I wanted to see if we could teach today's health segment on chips. And, you know, the Hardcore Doritos subject matter was all about save the children. That symbol that you're seeing on the bag of Doritos Hardcore symbolizes pedophilia. So I could go into detail, but then you'll just really start to get a broken heart. And so I'm not going to go into detail, but we do need to combat this thing. In the meantime, let's talk about chips. I wonder if they're any good for us or not in the first place. And if so, what kind of chips should we be buying if we're going to even eat chips? You know, I heard popcorn was not really that good for you. And I'm not sure. How many times have I eaten popcorn?
Well, I think corn's one of the number one GMO.
The corn is GMO'd.
Corn, that's soybeans, what it is. The two number ones, number two.
Guys, this is Dr. Eric Berg, DC. I believe that means he's a chiropractor, but he's also very well-versed in what's going on in your blood and in your body. And he could have been a medical doctor. He could have been a PhD doctor, which is the philosophy of the study. And he's got it. He's got what it takes. We're going to listen to him here on potato chip versus corn chip.
So today we're going to talk about a potato chip versus a corn chip. And I want you to put down below in the comment section, which one do you like more? Do you like potato chips more or corn chips? Now, in college, I'm going to admit, I had my share of corn chips and potato chips. I wouldn't just buy a little bag. I would buy the big jumbo bags and down the entire Doritos in one sitting. And I didn't just get the plain. I got the one with all the different flavors and all the added extra benefit of the MSG. That's why I'm doing these videos, because it caught up with me. But let's do our comparison. Everything's based on 1 ounce. So, potato versus corn. Corn is GMO most of the time. Potato usually is not GMO. Okay, the calories, 160 versus 140. Total fat, 10 grams versus 7 grams. So some people stop right there and say, oh my gosh, the potato chip has more fat. I'm going to avoid that. I think I'll go with the corn chip based on the fat. That's not what you want to look at. Let's go to sodium, 170 versus 115 milligrams. Right there, people will tend to go with this because they think that, wow, this is so much healthier. Let's keep going. potassium. Look at this. In 1 ounce of potato chips, you have 350 milligrams of potassium. That's a lot. Now, in one banana, it's about 300 milligrams of potassium. But I wouldn't eat potato chips to get your potassium, okay? Corn chips, zero potassium. Carbs, and this is probably the most important thing right here. We got 15 grams of carbs per 1 ounce versus 19 grams of carbs. Now, if we take out our fiber, 1 gram and 1 gram, we get our net carbs, 14 versus 18. So corn has an extra 4 grams of carbohydrates despite having less calories and less fat. So we have less fat, more carb, more fat, less carb. So far, potato chip is the winner. Okay, so sugar, less than 1 gram, less than 1 gram. Here's the problem, the vegetable oils. They'll usually list several oils, but you don't really know which one they're using. Corn, sunflower, canola, and sometimes safflower, and sometimes they use cottonseed oil. Now, this is GMO. This is definitely GMO. You don't even know if they're actually ever using this, but they put that in there. Okay, with corn, same deal. Corn oil, and of course, that's a seed oil, but of course, they don't call it that. They call it a vegetable oil. It sounds better. Canola, that's GMO. We don't know about sunflower oil. Now, here's the problem. GMO, 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 which means that there could be traces of glyphosate, which is a herbicide. Not to mention the processing of these oils using hexane, which is a solvent. And anytime you cook a carbohydrate with a fat, like this oil right here, which will lead to all sorts of toxic compounds, which I'm going to put a link down below if you want to know more about that. If we were to
Well, I got to stop it right there, but Debbie, I guess I'm going to die because I ate a heck of a lot of GMO corn chips in my day.
Thought they were good, too. Good thought, for you.
I used to make a Frito pie, you know, mm-hmm. kidding me? Put the Fritos on the plate, then mm-hmm. the chili, then the onion, and whatever else, you know.
And well, you're still here.
I'm still here. They didn't kill me. Oh, my God. I weathered it somehow. But what I did learn is I've had this big old sloppy looking gut for years.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't take off my shirt at work. I didn't want anyone to see that. I've been in the construction business for a long time. I was a carpenter. I was one of the guys that was putting together all the boards, you know, and making the house. And I wouldn't take off my shirt. I'd let it be soaked all over me in sweat and just leave it on because I was so dang fat. While the other guys that had the bilge, you know, they're taking their shirts off and they're going around flexing while they work.
I did see a picture of that belly.
You saw a picture of that belly. Yeah. Well, one day I got rid of that belly and I started getting rid of anything that caused that belly out of my diet. And I got you to thank for that as ongoing. But I had already begun this and I started listening to guys, Dr. Eric Berg on YouTube. He's got thousands of videos and he enlightened me on things like this, corn and GMOs, the oils. You don't want to eat oils that come from canola, corn oil and GMO corn. You want to eat oils that come from extra virgin olives. You want to use oils that come from healthy places. Mm-hmm. And he started teaching me all that. And I started realizing what caused mm-hmm. my discomfort mm-hmm. in more ways than one. Did I ever have discomfort? But I was like this rocker too. How's a rocker so fat like that? Well, yeah, you got to give them the ones that are a break, but I'm just saying I had to look good if I'm going to be on that stage, right?
Well,
there's all these
you gotta be able to move with that guitar.
You gotta be able to move with that guitar. You can't have that thing flopping around on your stomach while you're trying to pick. Anyways, guys, remember, if you want to hear the rest of that song, I play a little bit of Insane over at go to johnpfox.com. It's J-O-N-O-H with a P right there in the middle and then F-O-X. So it's all seven letters, johnpfox.com. And just click on portfolio. And in there, we have books, music, photography, and arts, you know, so you can just go to the one that says music under portfolio, top menu. And you can find that song in there. It just says Insane is the name of it. You can hear the rest. Also, guys, don't forget about judicialwatch.org. You can go there and donate to Judicial Watch. They are a government watchdog. And even though I talked a lot of doom and gloom today, one of the things that I could have contrasted that talk with is what the Judicial Watch team is up to, the lawsuits they have right now at the government level, and the wins that they're getting. So there it is. God can take his hand in that wave of corruption. He can knock it back down through people like Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch. So go to judicialwatch.org and donate to them. Go to johnpfox.com and subscribe to the American Freedom and God podcast there, guys. We'd love to have you on board. Comment on a post over there. And whatever you do, just keep your head up, chest out, and stand up for the rule of law.
That's right.
So if you get a misdemeanor, don't end up in prison over it. if you're the president advisor and you get a misdemeanor? Yeah, well, do what you got to do. See, Peter Navarro is being very brave. He's standing up for the rule of law by doing what he's doing, by not showing up for that subpoena. He was standing up for the rule of law and the separations of powers. Keep that in mind, guys, as you go on further. And until next week, we'll do this show again. So, goodbye. This has been the American Freedom and God podcast. Join us every week for the latest episodes. Please subscribe, rate, and review the series. Visit us and comment on a blog post at johnpfox.com. Happy listening, and remember to always show your awesome. Bye.